At the University of Nevada, Reno, researchers are combining robotics, artificial intelligence, and agriculture. KUNR's Mallory Shaw has more.
Sheep graze the University of Nevada, Reno's main station field lab. They trot along the same dirt paths to reach their water stations. Around the troughs, the soil is dry and the grass is sparse. UNR sheep geneticist Andrew Hess says those grazing patterns are the cause.
If you keep the tanks in a fixed location, that results in a path that the animals typically take to get there, right?
Hess hopes a new tool called RoboHydra can change that. It's a mobile robot with a closed watering tank and built-in health monitoring. Engineers are in the process of developing the prototype. Water management for arid climates is just one of RoboHydra's goals.
Water is a critical resource, especially in Nevada where we experience harsh droughts and things like that. Water is always a key necessity.
The robot will roam the field, providing water to the grazing sheep. It could also help track their health. Researcher Parikshit Maini says the robot will use cameras and thermal imaging to spot issues early. The system will also collect data to help researchers understand which sheep are better suited for dry environments. Images of the animals will be fed into an AI model, looking for patterns tied to water use and heat resilience. Maini says the robot will help producers decide which sheep to breed.
When we were writing this proposal, I was talking to one of my colleagues down the corridor, and he was like, "Are you making sheep Tinder?" I'm like, "What?"
When I asked the sheep about what they thought about the prospect of sheep Tinder, they had no comment. They hoofed it back toward the barn. Although agricultural robotics is not new, this project is the first of its kind in the sheep industry. The end goal, after 4 years, is to give producers better tools to make decisions in an unpredictable climate. Mallory Shaw, KUNR News.